Let us start from the beginning of the sugya, which we had already started yesterday. Let us hope it will get a little clearer. Four lines from the top. Just to understand the Shakla Vitaya, we have a Machlekes, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. If a brother gave chalitza, if the chalitz gave chalitza to the chalutza, so what din is there on the other brothers, on the chalutza? Reish Lakish holds the other brothers, there's an Eishes Och, on the chalutza legabi the other brothers. Rabbi Yochanan holds there is no Eishes Och. On the chalutza legabi the other brothers, there's a lav of lo yivne, even shalai bonet shuv lo yivne. So for the present time, that's enough for us to know, to understand here the shakla v'tayi. Omalei Reish Lakish la Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish est Rabbi Yochanan ashayla. The Levi, the Omar, the Ina Miktoni. According to Levi, that Levi held that we could have a case of an Erba Patrick, a Torah, and a Torah Torah. We could have in a case of the E, that the Nisuin of the Mace was Be'isa. Is Lisni, so I have another case. Lisni Achilas Liyavimtai. A person gave Chalitza to his Yevamit. V'choza v'kitcho, and he remarried her. So he wasn't committed to do this. He's over La'yivne, kivin shalai bone shuv La'yivne. But the iktani, we learn cases which are not permissible. Umeis b'lai bonim. And now this chaylet died without children. And now she falls liyibo. But according to Reish Lakish, we mentioned Reish Lakish holds the chalutze to all the other brothers is an eishes ach. Umeis b'lai bonim. The migu de ihi asure tzaroso nami asire. So since she's also, I'll say shesach, so her tzore will also be also, so it's a tzore selva. So this was a kasher Reish Lakish est Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan answered him, lefi she'eino b'tzore tzore. The reason Levi did not say this case, because it's not a case of a tzore tzore. Because in the case of our Mishnah, the Erva is on one Yavam. To that Yavam, the Erva is also, the Tzoras Erva is also. But to the other brothers, she's not an Erva, she's not a Tzoras Erva. So therefore, another brother can marry the Tzoras, can be Yavam the Tzoras Erva, and that will have a case of a Tzoras Tzor. But over here, there's no brother that is permitted to marry the chalutze, because all the brothers, the chalutze is an eishes och to them, from the first och. So the mele, so the chalutze is also mishum eishes och, the tzore is also of tzores eishes och. So the mele, there won't be a case of a tzores tzore, so that's why Levi did not mention it. Let us see Rashi. Lelevi doma diina miktoni. Doma snisen Rabbi Yehudei. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudei. Ubodik lo Levi imoy anusas aviv. And Levi wrote imoy anusas aviv. So that means that in order to have a case that imoy patas atzore, we have to say the mace married anusas aviv, which is anusa deraisa. The galik naf of it, but the iktani. So Reish Lakish asked, so I have another case. And a person was chaylitz liyivimtai, v'chozal v'kitsho, and now the chaylitz marry her. Bekidushin Taifsin Loibo, and Kedushin is Taifis, the Eina Olov Elabalav. There's only a lav, the Chsiv Asher Loibne es Beis Ochit. Even Shaloibono Shuv Loibne, that's a lav that a Chayvet says on Chalutzosai. But Kedushin is Taifis. Umeis Beloibonim, and now he died, Beloi Isha Acheres, and he had another wife. The Migu, the Hiyasira La'achim, the Kaima Layu Bekoges L'Reish Lokish. Reish Lokish holds that the Chalutze is Bekoges on all the other Achim. The Omar Lekamon Bishmaitin Ha'achim Shal Choylet Chayovim Ala Chalutze Kores. This is an Eishes Och. Tzorosa Nami Asura. So the Tzore is also Asura. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Lefisha Eino Bitzores Sor, the Lekala Misni Bo Holcha Tzoroso, Viniseis Le'echod Minachim. We can't have a case that the Tzora of the Chalutza could marry one of the brothers. Do Lekulu Asire, because the Chalutza is Asa to all the brothers, so the Tzora is a Tzores Elva to all the brothers. The chol arayis the masnish and all the arayis of our mishneh ala echad mehem elve, and one of the brothers she is an elve, val shal achim mutoris, but on the other brothers they're muta. Umotzi le misni ba holcha tzorosa v'niseis lochi v'sheni. She can have such a case that the tzora went and was nisyabim from another brother. Abol hoche kulu achim asiri b'tavai. But here all the brothers are also in all these two wives, one mishum elva, one mishum tzora selva. So since it's not shayach a case of tzora selva, that's why Levi did not mention it. Let us continue in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, the lame olay, Rabbi Yochanan should have told them a better teretz. Not that it doesn't, it's not similar to all the others, it's no tzores tzores. That means it's a kashe, he's telling him a teretz. The lame olay, let him tell him that the kashe doesn't start. There's no elva over here. Chai v'lavin he. The chalutze is a chai v'lavin to the older brothers. The Chai V'Lavin B'nei Chalitze V'Yibom Ninu. So there's no Tzores Elbo over here. There's a Loyivne on all the brothers. So there's only a Lav of Chai V'Lavin, of Loyivne. So she's Abbas Yibom V'Chalitze. And the Tzores Zichar Abbas Yibom V'Chalitze. So the Gemara answers, L'dvorov Kom Alei. That means Rabbi Yochanan answered Leish Lokish according to Leish Lokish. Lididi, according to me, there's no kasha. Chai v'lavin hain. The chai v'lavin b'nei chlitza v'yibam nina. So the kasha doesn't begin. Elo lididoch, but according to you, I appreciate your opinion, you hold chai v'krisis nina. That the chalutzas are chai v'krisis. So I'm saying, according to you, Lefisha Einon B'tzora Sora. So according to you, the Teretz has to be because there's no Tzora Sora. That is why Levi did not mention this case. Let us see Rashi. V'leimelei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let Rabbi Yochanan tell Reish Lakish, Chai v'lavin ninu. Ha'achin al chalutzezu. All the Achim, the only Chayv Alav on this Chalutza, Shechozro v'Noflo Lifneim, Loikaimo Alayu B'Koris, there's no Koris, there's no Eishis Och L'Gabi the other brothers, Do Iyu Polig Olei the Rav Shimon Bei Lokish L'Kamon, he disagrees with Reish Lokish, V'Omar, and he holds, Bein Shach Ha'achim, Bein Ha'choylet, Ein Chayovin Ala Chalutza Koris, Loi Ala Tzore Koris, וחי ואילבן בני חליצה ויבום נינו. כלומר, זקוקה היא להסייבק, וניסה לב פייטרס מן החליצה, ומאחס אישו ילפינון שהיא ערבה וחיובן על דיין הקורת, והילקח לימוצי למסנאיו במסניסה. Now, we had mentioned yesterday, let me elaborate a little more. There are two things I don't understand in this Rashi. Rashi explains over here that the reason why there is no... First of all, Rashi says, says you have to take the Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara says, Chai v'lavim b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. So Rashi says, don't take this literally, that you could be miyabim. Kloima, zekukehi lisyabim. There's a zike for yibum. Ve'nisa lav peiteres mina chalitza. The lav does not pater mina chalitza. Damachis isha yalfinen shi elvim chayov nazdei nekoros. Vukach lemotl misnai b'matnis. Now, one kasha, well, maybe we'll get further in the Masech, we'll get a little smarter. Min l'cheire, the Gemara says later, by chai v'lavin, you say, esa d'echaleisa asa. The only reason you're not miyabim is because Zeyre Bia Rishayna to be Yishniya. If you'll be Mata Bia Rishayna, it might be Mata Bia Yishniya. That's also. So Rashi doesn't have to say Ashtik Teire Bechlal. Why does it in Chalitza? Because the Staka Din Yibam, only Midarabonon, you're not permitted to be Miyab. I don't understand that. Okay, but Rashi, from Rashi it would seem that Rashi is telling us that he's not permitted to be Miyab. So if he's not permitted to be miyabim because of the law, so let us say, so why is there chalitza? Let's say, kol she'ina oilu liyibum, eina oilu lachalitza. So Rashi says, vein iser lav peiteres min chalitza. That what is an iser yibum, that will not pater from chalitza. Deime achis isha yalfinon, we learn out from achis isha, shehi erve, which is an erme v'chayovim als doina koris, v'hilkach loimotzi l'misnayu v'masnisim. So Rashi brings a limud that we learn out from Achis Isha. What do we learn out from Achis Isha? We learn that Achis Isha patos atzorah. That's what we learn out. But where did, then there's a drosha, kol sha'oilu l'yibam oilu l'chalitza, kol she'eino oilu le'yibim im lo yachpoi, if he doesn't want to be miyabim, then he makes chalitza. So kol, that means if he wanted to make yibim, he could make yibim. If he doesn't want to make yibim, he don't make yibim. So, but that's tafke if he's a bar yibim. What does Rashi say, damachis isha yalfinen shehi elve v'hayom mozdoi nekoret? What does Rashi mean? So I found the chidush Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon stelt sich an this Rashi, in the second half of Yom Meira, and Rav Shimon says as follows. Rav Shimon says, by Achis Isha it says that an Erve patters a Torah. That's what it says by Achis Isha. So he says, if an Erve will patter a Torah, an Erve will patter herself also. Whatever she does to the Torah, she does to herself also. Not only... you part of the Torah, you make it, whatever she does to the Torah, she makes herself also. So Memela Sarashi says, that's what we hear in the Gemara Daf Gimel, that an Erve patos a Torah michalitza in Yibum, als kol shein oilu le Yibum in oilu le chalitza, that is if there's a Ptul Yibum. She's an Erve and there's a Ptul Yibum. So Memela, so then there's not in chalitza also. Masha'enkin over here, there's only a Isa lehis yabim. You're allowed to be miyabim. There's no ptul yibum. So maybe there's no ptul yibum, so there's still a zikas yibum. Not allowed to be miyabim, but there's a zikas yibum, but there's a zikas yibum, so then there's a din chalitza. That is how Rab Shimon says pshat in this Rashi. Zekukeh hi lisyabeh. An erve is matkiya de zike. But if she's not an erve, you're not allowed to be misyabim. But there is a zike and the mele. So that's what. Now let us start the next, the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is a meiradike sugya. Itma. Ha-choylet li-yevimtoi. A person gave chalitze to his yevame. V'chozar v'kitsho. And later he was mekadisha. Omar Reish Lakish. Hu ein chayiv ala chalutze koritz. The choylet, if he'll not, that now that he married her, he's not chayiv ala chalutze koritz. The ha'achin, but all the other brothers, if they would marry her, or if he'll die and she'll fall a yibum, there won't be any yibum, chayovim ala chalutze koritz. That means there's an iser eishes ach and the chalutze for all other brothers. One. Two. Ala tzore. What about the tzore? The tzore of the chalutze. Bein hu. Bein ha'achim. Chayovim al ha'tzore kores. And the tzore is eishes och. Sai for the choylet. And sai for all the other brothers. So the only one that there is no kores is between the choylet and the chalutze. There's no chorus by them. Rab Yochanan Oma, and Rab Yochanan says, Bein hu, ubein ha'achim, einon chayovim loy ala chalutze chorus, voloy ala tzore chorus. There's no chorus on the chalutze, there's no chorus on the tzore. So we have here a machlok. My time at the Reish Lakish. What is the reason of Reish Lakish? Omakro asher lo yivne, kivin shaloi bone shuv lo yivne. We learn out from this pasuk, asher lo yivne as base ochiv. So we learn out it's a lav. Since he gave chalitza, lo yivne es beisach. Kiven shaloi bono, since he did not make yibum, he gave chalitza, shuv lo yivne. Ihu dikoi belo yivne. He has the love of lo yivne. Aval ochiv, but his brothers, kidikaimi kaimi, the ashes och remains the way it was. Lagabi the chalutze. But now we'll talk about the tzores. Valo dido udikoi beloyivne. And on the chalutze, well, now we're talking about the chalutze. Valo dido udikoi beloyivne. He gave her chalutze, so there's a loyivne on her. He wasn't miyabim her, he was chalutze, so there's a loyivne on her. Hatzore kidekai mikaimi. On the tzore there's an eishesos. Rav Yochanan Omar, mi ikamidi, how could that be? The mi ikore, in the beginning, before anyone did anything, I boy hai cholitz, if this one wanted, he could give cholitz, vi boy hai cholitz, vi boy lahahi cholitz, vi boy lahi cholitz, that means every brother could have given cholitz, every tzore could have received chalitze. V'hashte koi alo bekoritz. And now this koritz. Elo'ihu shlichuso da'achem ko'ovid. Ihi shlichuso de tzore ko'ovdo. He's the shliach of the brothers, and she's the shliach of the tzores. Now, before we learn Rashi and Tosfos on this, I'd like to just learn for a few minutes a Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph.
and there's a Yesodis to Kerashba and Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, and from that we'll see one Mahalach in the Sugya, then we'll see the Mahalach of Rashi in Taishwas. Let us see Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, the Mishneh and a few lines in the Gemara, which is Negei Olono. The Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, the middle of the Mishnah, where there's a small gimel and a star, Shemeres Yovim Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoysa. Now, this is talking about as follows. There was a woman that fell the Yibum. Let us be Megashim, the Tzir. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, and he had a wife, Rochel. And Rochel fell the Yibum to Shimon and Levi. Shemeres Yovim. She's a Shemeres Yovim. Now, Shimon went and married her sister, which was not the proper thing to do. This is called Achois Zekukosoi. The Rochel is Zekuk to him. He's not permitted to marry her sister, but didn't ask any questions. Now it's done. He married the sister. Is Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omru? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Hamtein, don't make Nisuin, you made Kedushin, don't be boil her, don't make Nisuin, wait, at she yasa ochicha mais. She's a chesukul kosko, not allowed to make Nisuin now. So the Mela, wait till Levi will do a maise, or make chalitza, or make yibu. Then she won't be any more achoisikul koscho. Then we'll come to Yehupa, we'll make sheva brachas. No problem. But wait! Yichnois yet. So my mele, cholatz lo ochi, oi konso. So if the brother made chalitza, or he made yibu, yichnois es ishtoi, then he's permitted to be kindness ishtoi. No problem. She's no more achis zikukosai. Kosher v'yosin. What is meisa hayevomit? What happens if the Rochel died? Is also no problem. So oisa chayzikukosai. Yichneis esishtei. Can also make nisuin. Meis yovom. What if the other brother died? So now there's a problem. Now we don't have an eitzah what to do. So now it's a bitter geshefte. So we tell them, Yoitzi es ishtei beget, my dear friend, you're not allowed to make nisuin. She's a chayse kukosa, you'll give your wife a get. Besh eishes ochiv bechalitze, and her you have to give chalitze. You have to give chalitze. Which is a drabon on the kedin, because really she's an elder diaraisa, but let's not get into that. Fine. So that is the Mishnah. Now let us go around five lines in the Gemara. Iboyilu, this is after the Omar Shmuel, which is the start, the asterisk, the next line. Iboyilu. Meisa ishtoi mahu biyeventoi. What is the Gemara spoke about a few cases. The brothers gave chalitza, or the Yevomo died. Now, the Gemara asks, what will the din be if his wife died? His wife died. Now we're back to this Rochel. This Rochel had fallen Liyibum. She became an Erve, and now she became Ois Erve. What happens now? This is Hutra, Vinesra, Vechosra, Vehutra. Meisa Ishtoi Mao Biyevemte. Rav v'Rabbi Chanine da Omru Tavayu Meisa Ishtoi Mutter b'Yeventoi. Now, she was an Erve, now she's Ois Erve, so he's Mutter. Shmuel v'Rav Asi da Omru Tavayu Meisa Ishtoi Oser b'Yeventoi. It's Oser. He's not allowed, even though she became Ois Erve, she's Oser. Omarove my time at the Rav. What is the time of Rav? Mishum davoy yevome shehutro v'nesro v'chosro v'utro tarzer leiteiro horish. period. So we have here a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that she's mutter, and Shmuel says that she's also. Now, let us speak about Rav. We paskin like Rav. So there's a moiradike Rashba on this Gemara. The Rashba says as follows. First he has a whole arichis, and he says, that is for sure. Let's speak about the case for 1 minute. Reuven died, Rochel fell evil. Fine. Now, Shimon married her sister. Now she's an elder. So Kozman, she's an elder. There's no Zika of Yibo. She holds she's allowed to get married. She's an elder now. What should she do? She's an elder. She's allowed to get married. Later, his wife dies. So we'll say, now you should be Zokuk again, the Yibo. Not Dalki, no, yeah. We had such a Nihin already. She won't be Zokuk leave. So there's no Zika of Yibo. Forget about it. There's no mitzvah of Yibo here. So what is Pshat and Rav? That Rav says that Meisa Ishtoi Mutter B'Yivimtoi. So this is the Loshna Rashbe. Lav Lememre Shetehei HaYibom Zekukoloi. Not that she's Zokuk now, she's a new Zika. Elo Mutter B'Lvat. If he wants, he can marry her. If he wants, he can marry her. That's, but there's no Zika. There's no, the minute she became an elder, there's no Zika, no Yibum, nothing. But if he wants to marry her, can marry her. The time of the Milsa, so why can he marry her? Mishum, kiven the Bishas Nefila Hutcholoi. So the Rashba says, Meire de Kevel, the Rashba says the same. When Aisha falls, Li Yibum, the Aishas Och becomes Mutter. The Torah was Mater Aishas Och, there's no Aishas Och, period. Shuvi Evshali also bo Mishum Eishes Och. There's no Eishes Och. The Eishes Och became Mutter. And Eishes Och, the Mokim Yibum, this is Mutter. The Torah was Matan Eishes Och. So the Rashba says, where do I know this? That the Eishes Och becomes Mutter. So he brings a Gemara in Yevomis, Taf Yudom Edveis, which we just learned now. Uch Dekaim Olom. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, ha'choylitz li'yevemtoi, bein hu, bein achim, em chayovim, lo'yala chalutze, v'lo'yala tzore koris. We learned, there's no koris on the chalutze, there's no koris on the tzores, there's no koris on the brothers, nothing, there's no koris. Why isn't there any chorus? There's no mitzvah yibum anymore. Yeva ishesoch. Omar Rabbi Yochanan beperikam. He had a different lotion. Obomi ikamidi de mikore hutroloi vahashte koilo be isere ishesoch. He says, what do you mean? Everyone, the ishesoch became mutter bishas misses hameis. The Eishesach, he had 20 wives, all of them. There's no Isra Eishesach, the Torah was not Eishesach, Mokim Yibu. It's Mutter, finished. That's what to talk about. There's no Chorus anymore. The Torah was Mutter. If you give Chalitza, there's a lot of Leivna. That's something new. But Eishesach, there's no Eishesach, period. So Memele, so the Rashba says over here, that's what Rav said. That's what Rav said, that Hutra, Venesra, Bechosra, Hutra, he says, Klo, that when it was Nesra, it wasn't Nesra of Eishes Och, it was Nesra of Achis Isha. There's no Eishes Och. Eishes Och is Mutter, the Torah was Mutter of Eishes Och. She was Nesra of Achis Isha. Now, Lemaise, it became Oisa Achis Isha, now she's Mutter, finished, but there's no Eishes Och. Shmuel holds this Eishes Och. Shmuel holds this the Nesra. But we're going according to Rav, and we passing like Rav, and he still saw Rav Yechon, and came along Rav Yechon. There's no Eishes Och, period. In Agav Urche, let me just mention one kasha of the Rashbe which perhaps will be little negei in our sugya. So the Rashba asks a very interesting kasha, which we would never call him to ask. The Rashba asks a kasha, when Rochel fell to Yibum, there was a mitzvah of Yibum. Now he married her sister. And the Rashba explained, when you marry the sister, so you can never be miyabim her anymore. Because then it's Tarkinoim, then she's an elder, she's allowed to get married, there's no mozike. But the minute you marry the sister, there won't be any more yibum. And then later, the sister died. So the Rashba asks Zakasha, so L'chayre, how is he allowed to marry her? He should be over, kivin shaloi bone shuv lo yivne. That means, when he married the sister, he made that she should be alav bas yibum. Because, like this, she felt there was a mitzvah of yibum. By marrying the sister, he made sure she should be alav bas yibum. So just like by chalitza, the Torah says, if you did a pu'ula that made her alav bas yibum, there's a love of lo yivne. So by marrying the sister, you also made her alav bas yibum. So all she should be alav of lo yivne. So how is he allowed to marry her? This is the Rashba Zakashe. So the Rashba says, no. The love of lo yivne, if he did a pu'ula to the chalutza, it's called like a grome. He married a sister, so there's no din of yibum. But he didn't do anything to her to make her mufke from yibum. So there's no lo yibum. That is the Rashba. So the Rashba enlightened us, Pshatn Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yochanan had. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no Eish Yisoch. There's no Eish Yisoch whatsoever. The Eish Yisoch becomes mutter. Now the Shaila is, so what is Pshat and Reish Lakish? What is Pshat and Reish Lakish? In Reish Lakish, we can learn two Pshatim. And how we learn Pshat and Reish Lakish will come back to how to understand Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Kaivet Zahoris says Pshat and Reish Lakish as follows. There's a Moire Dike Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that, let me first say the Aloch of the Yerushalmi, and then we'll explain the Aloch, and then we'll understand Reish Lakish. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi holds that a Shemeres Yavam, a Yavam Alashuk, Kedushin isn't Taifis. Kedushin isn't Taifis. Leisiyah Eishis Ameisa Chutzal Yishzo, Leisiyah she's alav basabayi. She can't get married. Not only she's not allowed to get married, she can't get married. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. What will the din be if Reuven died and he had two wives, Rachel and Leah? Rachel, so they're both Zokot Leibum, Chalitza. Rachel got married to someone. Fine. So it's Yvam Alashuk, Kedushin is in Taifas. Then Shimon gave chalitza to Leah. So the Yerushalmi says, so Rochel's kedushin is chala mafreya. If Shimon will give chalitza to Rochel, she never was married. So we see, now let's explain what the Yerushalmi is telling us. The Yerushalmi is telling us as follows. The Yerushalmi is telling us that only one woman is zokuk liyibum b'chalitza. Which woman is she? And there's only one yavam that is a ziketu. Which woman is she? We'll find out. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. So the Yerushalmi says, let's go to the case of the Yerushalmi. If Rochel got married And later they gave chalitza to Hatzorah, so retroactively, the Kedushin, her Kedushin is chal. She never was a Yevam Lashuk. She never was Zokik Leibim. We find, which one was Zokik? We see the one that was given chalitza. That's the one that there was a Zika. She had a Zika. Rachel never had a Zika. So she never was a Yevam Lashuk. So her Kedushin is chal. If the Yavam will give her chalitza, she says she was Zokik. So Memele, so the Kedushin is in Taifa. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It is a kasha of Breire, so it comes out. Which one is Zokik, the one that's Breire? Okay, they ask the kasha. Let's not go into that problem. There's enough problems in the sugya without that problem. Aber al kaponim, that's what the Yerushalmi says. So Rabbi Chonon says, Besh Lokish also knew of the Rashba. The Rashba is, the Rashba says that Eish Yisoch becomes Hutra. Eish Yisoch becomes Hutra. But which Eish Yisoch becomes Hutra? You know which Eish Yisoch? The Eish Yisoch, the one that falls Liyibun. They all don't fall Liyibun. Only one falls Liyibun. So that one becomes Hutra. The others never fell Liyibun. Did the Kaime Kaime? And let's say, what's the fetch the kaime kaime? Just like Bechaye Ho'och, there was an Eish Yisoch that was also. So this, it's like Grusha Sochiv. All the others are Grusha Sochiv, because there's no din of Yibum on them. There's only a din Yibum on one wife. So the wife that was Nisyabim or got Chalitzit, that wife that was a Zikit. All the others, Kiddikaim, Mekaim, they're like Grusha Sochiv. Never was a Zika, nothing. Some in Mela. Some in Mela, all of them. So that Eish Yisoch, it's Kiddikaim, Mekaim. Some in Mela, so it's like Grusha Sochiv. So, some in Mela, so there's, so the Achim Achayiv, and the Chalutza, okay, the Chalutza never was Zokuk for the other brothers either. The Chalutza was only Zokuk to the one who makes a Maisa Chalutza to her. Or the one who makes a Maisa Yibum. So therefore, Eish Lakish holds that the Chalutza, Lagabi, all the other brothers, is Eish Yisoch. And Lagabi the Tzoris, is Eish Yisoch. Because only Lagabi the Chalutza and the Chalutza. And it could be, and it could be that Reish Lakish had a Moiridike Hechach to this. Because if you'll say there's a Zika to all the brothers and all the Tzoris, there's a Zika, so what happens now when you give Chalitza to one? What happened to the Zika to all the brothers? What happened to the Zika of all the Tzoris? This Kasha Reish Lakish had. So to answer this Kasha, Reish Lakish says there's only a Zika of one. Only one is the only one Isha is Zokuk to one Yavam. Which one it is, we'll find out. But that's all what there is. So therefore, all the rest is Eish Yisoch. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to take care of this problem. That means the Rashba said Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a Mika Midi, Mikore Sharia, there's a Zika and all the brothers were all about to take. So there was a Zika to everyone. Mika Midi. So there's a problem. So if it's that's true, so what happens with all the Zikas? What happens with all the Tzoras? What happened with the Zika? There was a Zika on all of them. What happened to all the brothers? So I'm going to say, oh, that's your problem. There's not a Zika to all. But there's a din shlichis. When one brother makes chalitza, his chalitza helps for all the brothers. So kilo all the brothers made chalitza. When one tzore gets chalitza, so like all the tzores got chalitza. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to explain Rabbi Yochanan had to counteract Reish Lakish's dictate. Reish Lakish is coming with a Meiridike Kasha up his sleeve. That means, how could you say that there was that all the Basokit, all of them? So what happened? One gave Chalitza. What happened with the others? So he says, no, that's not Kasha. Shlichus Sayyid Achim Kavdi. So let us see. Now let's just see the Lashon HaGemara. Let's see again the Lashon HaGemara. My time with the Reish Lakish Amakrasha Layivna, Kivin Shleibon, Shuv Layivna. Iyu de Koiba Layivna, he gave Khalitis Layivna. Aval Ochiv Kide Kaimi Kaime. The brothers are just like it was, like when it was Bechayehoch. Valodi Do, the Koiba Layivna, Otsori Kide Kaimi Kaime. Rabbi Yochanan and me, Kemidim. The Mikori boy Heichol, the boy Heichol, or the Nation Sochel, everyone could have given Chalitzi boy Lahichol, well, Hichol, Vashikol, because Eliyu. No, you have a Kasha, you have a Kasha, how does it work? So what happened with all of them? Shlichus of the Tzorikov, the Eliyu Shlichus Dachankov, the Eliyu Shlichus of the Tzorikov. This is one Mahalach in the Gemara. This is how the Rashba learned Pshat in the Gemara. This is one way we can learn Pshat in the Gemara. We can learn a different way Pshat in the Gemara, and Tosfos learns a different way. This is not, but I wanted to be Magdim. We can learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. We can learn Pshat in the Gemara. This, the Rashba is Mitzad Echad beautiful. The Deishasach becomes Mutter, Fartik. There's problems on the Rashba. We learned, Abba Shol says, if a person is Boyil Hashem, Noi, Tzizkila Avlav Mamzer. But what's Tzizkila Avlav Mamzer? If you learn it's a Din Tchie, that the Mitzvah is Doiche De Yisrael. So then, you have to know what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is taka l'shem shemayim, not l'shem noi. So then if a person will be l'shem noi, so the blood is mamza. But if you learn the way the husband, Reish Lakish became huta, you have to understand Abba Shol. And there's a lot of problems with the Rashba. The Gemara we had, we learn how l'kochol l'isha melamed shemegar shemegetha marzira, he's allowed to remarry her. What's the chiddush? I would think that the first thing you do a mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, but now there's no more mitzvah, there's Eishasach. According to the Rashba, the Eishasach became mutter. You don't need the Torah was matter, the Eishasach. There are many problems. But I'll call upon him, so therefore there's other mahalchim, not like the Rashba. Now, if we will learn that, not like the Rashba, there's an Eishasach, and the mitzvah is doiche. The mitzvah is doiche daishesach. So then, Reish Lakish is very understandable. So, fakertzo, the other, but there's an eishesach with a mitzvah. So, fakert, now there's no more mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah. About the other brothers, Gabi the Tzol, there's no more mitzvah. So, daishesach. Finished after Chalitza, we finished no more mitzvah, so it's an Eishasach, Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah discovered. Now we'll understand Reish Lakish beautifully. But then there's another problem. Then there's a problem, so if it works that way, so why isn't there chorus by the Chalitz also? Why isn't there chorus by the Chalitz? Just like this, if we say that the mitzvah's yibum is matter v'eishesach, so fine. So therefore you say, after chalitza there's no more mitzvah's yibum, so my mail is eishesach. So by the chalitz also should be eishesach. The Torah says, kivin shleibon eshuv lo yivne. Yeah, the Torah says, maybe I would make, I think there's still a mitzvah of yibum, I can make yibum. The Torah says, you can't make yibum, finished. But how do you know there's no chalitz on the chalitz? So therefore, we'll see in Tosfos learned that this pasuk kivin shalay bone shuv la yivne is miyuta. I know from a different pasuk you're not allowed to make yibum. Tosfos finds a different pasuk, so I know he can't make yibum anymore. So what is the pasuk telling us kivin shalay bone shuv la yivne? The pasuk is telling us that through the Torah said there's only alav and there's no kodesh. That's what the Pasuk is telling me. I know you're not allowed to be Miyav. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there's only Alav and there's no Kalev. So the Loyivne is a Minatik of the Lav, of the Ashes. This Pasuk, the Torah says, Loyivne, and I know he's not allowed to be Miyavim, so the Pasuk is telling us that through the Chalitza, it became Nit, it became misnatik daishesoch between the chaylitz and the chalutza. That is what Rab Chishlokish held. In Rab Yoichinin, if you will say not like the Rajbe, Rab Yoichinin held that no, that's true. You're 100% true. There's an daishesoch. And the mitzvahs matter daishesoch. But by chalitza we see that the maisa chalitza, through the chalitza becomes misnatik daishesoch, there's only a lav of layivne. But shlichusa da'achim kovit, shluchihusa de tzori kovit. So that's a reason for the heta. That means why does this nituk apply to the brothers also? Why does the nituk apply to the tzoris also? That means the Torah was mechadish that the Maisa Chalitza is matter the Eishes Och, in the Chiddush is in the Sposik of Loyivne. The Torah says there's no more Eishes Och, only a Loyivne. So this applies to all those who made Chalitza. So if it's in Shlichusa Dachim, so everyone made Chalitza. Shlichusa the Tzorosh, everyone got Chalitza. This is a second mahalach in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Kedekaimi kaimi be'isarei shesach. Rabbi Yochanan omaloch, mi ikamidi timikori iboi hayacholet, viboi hayacholet, shoshus biyat kulon. Everyone can do it. Ule inyan tzorosa nami, and by the tzora also, iboi lahi cholitz, iboi lahi cholitz, v'hashte mishum de cholitz chad lechode, koi al tzore bekores. Now there's already this chorus on the tzore. V'chein ochiv al kulu bekores. Hai shlichusa didu avit, timikor hoya reshus piyat kulon. And whoever does it bishlichus kulon. Vechein hi shlichusa, the tzor of the. Vechi heichi duhu alo belo yivne, kein al tzorosa belo yivne, vechein aachim al shteye. And it is a lo yivne. Gavulchem, we could say from the Schash, we had mentioned before the Rajbe, that the Rajbe said that the love of Layivne is when one does a pu'ula in the bayis, so then he's over Layivne. By marrying an Erve, that's not called he did a pu'ula in the bayis. I mean, so Rashi says over here, when Rashi speaks about the Chiheche, the Hu Allah of Layivne, Kein Al Tzorose, that means that shlichus, so whatever was done from one was considered was done through all. Let us learn the third Taisvis, Iyud. Iyud dekoi b'loyivne. So we had mentioned before, we had a preview of Taisvis, that Taisvis holds Layivne is a nituk, is a gilui, that there's only a lav and no koris, because it's miyuk. So Taisvis says as follows, Iloi havik siv Layivne, if it would not have said Layivne, hava amine, da afilu hu ala chalutza bekoros. I would think this koros hu ala chalutza. Why not? There's no more mitzvah yibun, so there should be koros on the chaylitz with the chalutza. Vahashte iyata lo yivne. Now, the lo yivne is miyuta. Linatko mikores l'rav. So the posik is coming to tell us that there's no chorus, there's only a lav. Aval achim v'tzori kedekayim mekayim. But the achim v'tzori, there's no lo yivne, so there is a shesach. V'loikoy lo yivne alay, there's no lo yivne by the achim and the tzori. V'teimen. So the whole reason I assume that there's no chorus by the chaylitz and the chalutza is because the posik is miyuta, and it's coming to tell us that there's only a lav and not a shesot. The time the baha chaylitz mashme the loy iyata kro the loy yivne. It's not extra. Ela itzterech the loy lach loitz lachode ela yabim lachode. The posik is coming to tell us one should not give chalitza to one and yibum to another one. The hosim poicha masnisa demisha yonosui beiz noshim. So the Gemara asks, uli yabim litavayu, give yibum to both. Omar kro bim yabim to noshim, yom yabim bon, bim yabim the tzore. Omar kro beiz ochiv, bayis echodu boine, bayne boine shteibat. Fine. So the Gemara asks further, V'lech leitz litavayu, give chalitza to each one. Omar kro beiz chalutz hanal, ba'isecho du chaylitz, ve'ein chaylitz shnei batim. So now I know you are not miyabim to batim, and you're not chaylitz to batim. So the Gemara asks, V'lech leitz lechodu liyabim lechodu. Fine, so let's give one chalitz and one yibum. Omakro asher lo yivne, that since he wasn't boine by the first one, asher lo yivne. Fine. Uliyabim lechode v'lach loitz lechode. Let's give first yibum and then chalitza. Omakro im lo yachpoitz. It says, when do you give chalitza if you don't want to give yibum? Ho im chofetz, but if he wants, he can give yibum. But over here, if he's miyabim one, he can't be miyabim the second one, because by sechud ubayne vayne vayne shtei batem. Choshen oilu liyibum, eino oilu lechalitza. Al koponim, the Gemara says that this posik of liyivne is coming to tell us that if you give chalitza to one, you can't be miyabim the tzore. Umiyu isvarim the loigasinago. Others aren't gairus this. Some emailer, it's not such gemara. Okay, but after the form the gasina, but I feel the form that our gairist is equal emailer. The chimeshani bosa rochi ochofetz miyabim, the chol shein oilu liyibum ein oilu lachalitze, su layitzach layivne the laylechlets lachode uliyabim lachode. The key in the ein oile lechalitza, now that I know that you can't be choylitz to batim, deine choylitz te batim, ein oile nami liyibum. That means like this, after the Gemara was megala, that there's a set, if ein oile liyibum is oile lechalitza, ein oile liyibum, ein oile lechalitza, so, so we say fakert also, if it's ain't the oil lachalitz, ain't the oil liyibum. So memele, so since if one gave chalitza to one, he can't give chalitza to the second one, so he can't be miyam the second one. Bahash the iyata loyivne, so now the loyivne is miyuta, linatek mikores lelav. So now the whole loyivne is miyuta to tell us that there's no color. The Peirik Dalet Achim, the Koma, Ida Miyabim, Vohoda Cholitz Hochinami, Eladulme Cholitz Bereshe, Vohoda Miyabim, Vekomle Beloyivne,
Vilma cholitz bereishe, vohoda miyabim, vikomlei beloyiv na'an d'tzore. Hosemayna libet rabi yoichin, namutaloyiv na'an miyatzore. Abo l'reish lokish, komlei bekoros. According to reish lokish, this chorus on the tzore. Period. Now let us go further. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Acheilitz Li'Yevemte. We learned, I'm not Reis, I'm Mishnah, Acheilitz Li'Yevemte, V'chozar V'kitsha. Person gave Chalitza to Ziyavama, and then he was Mekadisha. Umeis, Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achem. You need Chalitza Min Ha'achem. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Lidid, so Rabbi Yechon said as follows. No, here it says Klal, but he gave Chalitza and he married her, so the Achim and he died. So now the Achim have to give her Chalitza. It's Bishloim Lidid, the Damine Chayvi Lavin, you know, I hold that the Chayvi Lavin, that means, Shlichusa da Achim, so all the Achim are over Loyivne and the Chalitza. Hainu de Tzricha Chalitza min Achim. That's why you need Chalitza. Elo le didoch, but according to you, she's an Ashes Och and the Achim. Amai Tzricha Chalitza, so why do you need Chalitza? So this is schwer on you. So the Gemara answers, Ule taimeich eima seifa. Let us see the seifa. Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, so it's good. So it's everything is good. The seifa says, Omad echad min ha'achim v'kitsha. If one of the brothers married her, eima olav klum, the kedushin isn't chal, kedushin isn't teifis, because she's an eishes och. So you're asking me from the reisha, I'll ask you from the sefer. The sefer says, Kloda Kedushin isn't taifis. Omar Rav Sheshes, sefer asoin le Rabbi Kive, the Omar and Kedushin taifsin b'chai v'lav. The sefer is going according to Rabbi Kive. Rabbi Kive holds that chai v'lav and the shem, Kedushin isn't Taifis. So Memele, so it's no Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Not a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Here the Sefer is going according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, back in Kedushin isn't Taifis. And Hanami, according to Rabbi Kiva, there won't be a din of Yibam either, 100%. But it's two different people. So the Gemara asks, "V'lisnei l'divrei Rabbi Kiva ein le olaf klum." So the Gemara says, "If the whole difference between the Reish and the Sefer is it's a machlokes of two man to omrim, so don't tell me a new story. Go on the old story. The first you said that a person gave chalitza, then v'kitcha, so she falls leibum. Uledivrei Rabbi Kiva, it's not like that." Why did you tell me a new story? Oma dechad min ha'achem v'kitsha. Kasha. So this is a kasha taka. So the teretz of Rav Sheshes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not too good of a teretz. Zog Rashi. Amai tzricha cholitza, nehi nami dekdushin tov sibo, de'ihu loikoy alo bekores. That his kedushin is toifis miuk shemei stifta the teitze min ha'achim mishum elve hoil bekoros hi alayt since there's koros so the yet omadech nachem v'kitsha shulei kitsha ha'chaylitz alechem min ha'achim ein la'ol of klum the kedushin toifis shulei bo kedushin is toifis ve'ein atzricha imenu get. Then Kedushin types and Bechai Vekrisa. So the Seif is the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Bayanse is Seif and Asom Rabbi Kiva, Vereisha Rabbona. Umi Yechai Vilavanu Divrei Akil. So the Maresma says Kasha and Rav Sheish is the Shon Yehochi. This is a difficult test. Taimah, what is the bottom test? Listen to Rabbi Kiva, Ein Le'olof Klum. Tema de beperk amade ike ki hai gavra. Isnan hoyo bar mumim ho oida bebeis avio. Tzorich lo hovi raya. That the father is to bring a raya that the mumim came later. Nichnas ol eshus abal, abal tzorich lo hovi raya. But the mumim were there from before. Masik b'gmore de reisha rabbi Yeshua v'sefer Ram Gamliel. The porch v'leim v'diver Ram Gamliel ne'menet v'alabal lo v'iray v'abitzorich le'misne itrei bod. So that's the same thing. If the whole thing is a machlokes of Tanoim, you don't have to go to a different case. So that's Tosfos Kashya.